And a good morning to you. This is the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, broadcast out of Wichita, Kansas. Our lawn and garden expert is Jason French from Stutzman's Greenhouse. I'm Tony Dusing. Now, Jason will take your lawn and garden questions right now at 869-1330. That's 869-1330 in the 316 area code. Good morning, Jason. How are you doing? I know we've got a little cooler weather recently, last day or two.
Oh, I am doing amazing. It is so nice out. Yes. Yesterday was such a good change. I guess I can see why they call Labor Day the unofficial end of summer, because we seem to be moving to a more fall-like environment.
Yes, yeah, and hopefully you'll have a good Labor Day. And I know many people have the day off on Monday, but I did want to ask you, I know we talked a little bit about, before going on the air, did you guys have some new fall items, fall plants coming in? Tell us about what you got at Stutzman's Greenhouse.
You know, like I said, with Labor Day being kind of thought of as the end of summer, we are gearing up to begin the fall season, and I know we've gotten in the first little groups of some of that fall decorating material, the straw bales and some of the funky pumpkins and some of the jack-o'-lantern, just kind of beginning with that. The other thing, and we've talked a little bit about it before, but probably one of the most underused plants for fall planting, we have pansies in at all the locations now, and we talk about a great plant with an extremely long window that you get to enjoy them. You plant them in the fall in the ground or a large container. Of course, they're going to bloom all fall until we get some hard freezes and all, and then they kind of just sit there. If we have some warm weather in the winter, you'll get a bloom or two popping on them, but they'll survive through that winter. And then come springtime, you know, you've got this bloom in March when it's too cold to be planting your other stuff yet. And they really perform really well until, you know, we start to get hot and it's time to put something else in. And so pretty happy to have those out at all of the locations now.
Yeah, that's really cool. You know, I did see that I was looking at the Stutzman's.com website, and of course you have a presence on Facebook. I saw that mums actually are a fall favorite. Tell me about mums.
Yeah, mums are probably, you know, by far the number one plant for the fall season. You know, conveniently, they need a shorter day to bloom, which is in fall, and so they come into color naturally this time of year. And then there are also all of those colors we think of associated with fall. You know, when you think of the leaves and everything else, there are those yellows and reds and oranges and bronzes and whites, so you get that nice fall palette in there. And then, you know, planted in the ground, and the sooner a person plants it, the better, but they are all the perennial mums, and so, you know, most of the time you'll have them come back, and, you know, you'll have them year to year as well for some fall color, but really a great plant. And, you know, a lot of it depends what somebody wants to do with it when they're, you know, planting them. If we're wanting them to be planted as a perennial, we have by far more of them are just used in fall displays, or we redress up our pots with fall color, things like that. But some people do want to plant them. And, you know, one thing to think about with them is there are different seasons to them. They all need that shortening day to come into bloom. But, you know, some take 6 weeks from when we hit that point. Some might be 8 weeks. And so we have early mums, you have the mid-season mums, which is pretty much the bulk of them, and then there's some late-season mums too. And so, you know, you kind of have to decide, do I want, you know, this area I'm going to put mums, do I want the whole thing all in color at once, this big bold statement, or, you know, do I want some early ones, some mid-season ones, some later ones, and so there's, you know, color throughout an area. And so that's kind of a nice aspect too, but pretty low maintenance plant, especially for fall. You know, water, maybe an occasional feeding, but not even a whole lot in that respect. They're almost grown. Very few pests in the fall for them as well. So just really a great plant, whether you just want a couple sitting on, you know, either side of the front door, maybe with a pumpkin or something to get that fall feel, or if you want to go, you know, all out and plant in the landscape and things like that, they work well for that as well.
Yeah, and that's, of course, your fall favorite, mums. Oh, yeah, they always look good with next to that pumpkin, you know, around the Halloween. You know, we still have a couple months to go for that. But you are listening to the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show here on KNSS. I'm Tony Dusing. We do have our lawn and garden expert, Jason French, from Stutzman's Greenhouse. And if you want to call us and ask a lawn or garden question, plant question, we'll take your questions right now at 869-1330. That's 316-869-1330. We want to say hello to the people listening to us in Dodge City. Also, we're broadcasting live there. I did want to ask you about one thing that's going on at Stutzman's Greenhouse, and that are the perennial hibiscus. I understand they're on sale. Is that right?
Yeah, you know, as we kind of start moving into fall and bringing in a lot of this new stuff, some of those other items need to find a home. And, you know, perfectly warm soil, still nice warm days, not as brutal hot as we were, but great time to be planting some of those things. And the hardy hibiscus, you know, it'll depend which store you go to as to how many they have and what their selection is, but doing a half price special on all of those hardy hibiscus, so be a great time to get some of those in. They have plenty of time to get kind of situated before winter, and then they'll be ready for you next spring. So that's kind of a nice deal if you need to fill in with some perennials in the landscape. And, you know, a lot of our other summer annual items also are going to be in that 50% off sale right now. And, you know, it is late in the season, but a lot of those things, you know, vincas, lantanas, begonias, things like that, they're going to continue to look nice, you know, all through September and pretty much most years all through October. So, you know, there is still quite a bit of good use and color out of those for a little deal if you need some instant summer color as well. But yeah, you know, as we start bringing in things, some things have to move on. We've got asters coming into bloom right now, and you know, they're grown a lot like the mum, but more of the purple colors, true purple colors, and there's a nice bright pink as well. But a lot of those things starting to come in, and so you know, as we move into that fall, great time to take advantage of some sales on some summer items.
Yeah, exactly. The hardy hibiscus on sale, 50% off. If you didn't hear about it, at Stutzman's Greenhouse, so make sure you head on out there. It's the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show you're listening to here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And, of course, Jason French, our garden expert, lawn expert from Stutzman's Greenhouse, is here. And I threw in that, you know, lawn expert, because that's one thing we always think about, even in Kansas, are the lawns that we have to take care of. You know, there might be a month or two in the winter when it's freezing cold that you could just kind of forget about. But really, you have to, you know, whether you're mowing or aerating or seeding. I want to ask you about that because, you know, as the weather gets cooler, I think seeding is a time to start thinking about if you want to seed in the September, right?
Yeah, and that is one of the things, you know, we talked about Labor Day. Well, once we get past Labor Day, it's September. And, you know, September is probably the ideal month to overseed our grass. Can be done very successfully through most of October as well. You know, and I have had varying degrees of success with some winter seeding, just putting some out in some thin areas, and usually, you know, enough comes up. But with September, October seeding, we get that nice, we're still warm during the day. It's not brutally hot, but we're nice, warm enough for seed to germinate and sprout. The weather, the days aren't quite as intense sun, so the water we put on to get that seed to sprout is much more effective. It lasts a lot longer. So, you know, that is something to start thinking about. And, you know, it's amazing how much difference some of that makes. Even it isn't necessarily that your lawn has to be, you know, half dead to benefit from an overseeding. A lot of people will do an overseeding every few years just on the existing grass. It's a good idea. It keeps it really thick, but then also, you know, people don't always think about it, but grass seed, just like the flowers and the vegetables, you know, they have improvements and, you know, more disease resistance or more drought tolerance, things like that, that are worked into these new varieties. And so their look is going to be the same as your regular fescue grass, but introducing some of those new varieties in there is always very helpful. And, you know, kind of along those same lines, I always encourage people to use a blend of grass varieties when you are overseeding or reseeding. The one Stutzman's handles, it's called Five Star, and they have turf trials at the universities throughout the season, and the five winners of their different categories, you know, it's color, mowing height, drought tolerance, disease resistance, ability to fill in, all of those things. Well, they take the five stars from the turf trials, and that's what goes into that blend. And so that's nice. And with a blend also, say there was a lawn fungus that was more aggressive this year, well, they're more likely to affect one variety over another. And so if you planted your whole lawn with, say, you know, an old K31 variety and you got fungus in there, well, it has the ability to go through and cause damage, you know, completely throughout that whole lawn. Where if you have a blend of different varieties, you might have one that might be a little bit affected, but you'll have lots of other ones that aren't. And so it's a lot easier to control, and you don't tend to get as big a damage from some of those problems. So blend is always good to use in the lawn.
Okay, now I'm writing things down, Jason, because you've got some great information there. The five star, I didn't know about that, and something I'm going to try. Now, can I? You say you have those at Stutzman's. Is that in the greenhouse in your main area, or are the remote locations also have that?
You know, we have it all in stock today at our main location, but that is something we do get out to the other locations as well. I just got the fresh seed in this week, so we're kind of still in the process of that, and we're just getting to September. So, you know, within the next week or so, we would have that at, you know, most of those locations.
Those other locations, yeah.
And that's everybody listening is going to hear.
Yeah, yeah. And that's called Five Star. You know what? And let me just go ahead and mention, I know we always talk about the locations at the end of the show. I did want to mention, let's mention them right now, and then we can mention them again if we need to. So the locations around the Wichita Derby area, tell us where you guys are at.
Yeah, you know, if you wanted to start down south in Derby there, we are right on Meadowlark, right off, not too far off Rock Road there. That's a nice location we've been at now for a couple of years, a nice permanent location for us. But then as you head up Rock Road into Wichita, you would find our North Rock Road location. It's right there by 96 Highway, and there's kind of a Sam's Club there. And then a little bit east of there on 21st and Webb, that Cambridge Market area, we would have our location there. And then for the people on the west side, we would be over on 13th and Tyler. So four different choices, yeah, kind of in that Derby, Wichita area. And then our other listeners, Dodge City, Garden City area, we're right there on Central Avenue by the mall in Dodge City. So a lot of good locations to find us at.
Yeah, exactly. And I did want to mention your main, the big location where your production facility, your greenhouse, you even have a really cool gift gallery. That's just west of Hutchinson. If people wanted to go there, tell us where that's at.
Yeah, we are. We are just 5 miles west of Hutchinson. It's right on Highway 50, 50 and 61 are on top of each other right here. So if you were coming from the Wichita area, you would just take 96 Highway all the way to South Hutchinson and turn left, and we are like 5 miles west of South Hutch right there on Highway 50. So nice location. It's our year-round location, big, large greenhouse, as well as the outdoor space. And you mentioned the gift shop and the boutique. So it's kind of fun to come out here if you haven't been. Christmas is always a big deal out here as well, but lots of fall decor and fall clothing coming in this time of year. So kind of a fun little trip to head out to the main location.
Yeah, it is. It's really cool. You are listening to the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show here on 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. And now this.
Good morning, everyone. Hi, this is Ben Miller. Thanks for listening to today's broadcast of the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. More with Jason coming up. It's hard to believe that summer is winding down and the transition to fall begins at Stutzman's. All this week, perennial hibiscus are 50% off, perfect for fall planting. Summer hanging baskets and patio planters are also 50% off while they last. All of our stores are transitioning to fall with pansies, flowering kale, asters, and wonderful selection of mums starting at $4.99. Be sure and pick up some of our beautiful funky and traditional pumpkins along with traditional and miniature straw bales for fall decorations. Fall is fast approaching, and let us help you make the transition to the beauty of fall. Let's celebrate the upcoming fall season together at Systems Greenhouse, where we can't wait for cooler weather. We hope to see you soon at one of our 12 garden centers today, and find out more at systems.com or on Facebook. Again, this is Ben Miller. Have a great day and enjoy America's number one hobby, gardening. Now back to Jason and the Home and Garden Show, brought to you by Systems Greenhouse and Garden Centers.
And of course, this is the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We're here Saturdays at 10 a.m. And we do have Jason French, the lawn and garden expert from Stutzman's Greenhouse. And we will take your lawn and garden questions if you have any at 869-1330, 869-1330. That's in the 316 area code. Well, Jason, I did see a question on Facebook. I know you guys have a presence there on Facebook. And, of course, you can find your website, stutzmans.com, S-T-U-T-Z-M-A-N-S.com, stutzmans.com. But I did see a question on Facebook about potting soil. And I thought this was a pretty good one. There's what's the difference between potting soil, garden soil, and starting mix?
Yeah, and a lot of that is just depending on where we are planning to grow our plants or start our plants. Garden soil, that's going to be usually a pretty nice organic-y dirt-like material, and it is meant for in-ground use. You know, maybe I've got some low spots, or I've really planted this area for a long time and I need to freshen and reinvigorate that soil. You know, that's where that garden soil is going to come in. And we don't really want to use it in a container or anything. It's too fine and too heavy to go in a pot, but great for amending our gardens, or maybe we're building a raised bed. It would be something appropriate for that. Potting mix, potting soils, those are going to be a blend usually of like a peat moss, a perlite. We use a lot of composted pine bark in ours, and it gives you this nice mix that, you know, it fills the root and provides a nice area for roots to grow, but still provides that needed drainage that we need in a container above ground. If we're too wet and too heavy of a soil in that container, we can actually smother some of the roots and things. So always want to use a potting mix or a potting soil in a container. And then like a seeding mix, it's going to be very much like a potting soil, except it will have all of the bigger pieces usually screened out of it. It's pretty fine, and it's usually used more with like seed starting and things, where we have small containers where you might not want some of those biggest pieces. A lot of our plugs that we seed are in like a 288 count tray. So there's 200 little cells in there, smaller than my pinky. So if we had real big chunks in that soil, it wouldn't fill those real well. So the seeding mix is real fine, and it's used just for that kind of seeding. And then as we get bigger and we plant those up, if they're going in a container, that'd be the potting soil or, you know, garden soil if we're going in the ground with them. So a little different use for the same idea.
Yeah, exactly. So the difference between, of course, potting soil, garden soil, and starting mix. And, you know, I did want to mention, if you want to go back and listen to this show, if you missed something or you said, hey, I heard something and I want to tell a friend about it, let's go back and listen. You can now go to the Stutzmans.com website. You can hear this show. It's an on-demand podcast. It's on there. And there's a little section there, Stutzmans.com. So that's really cool to have that. I did want to ask about, you know, we've had some recent rains, and some people may have noticed that they have a poor drainage. Are there some quick tips that they can do to fix this?
You know, there are some things we can do. You know, some might be grading, whether we just add a little soil to get rid of a dip, things like that. But a lot of times we see, like in lawns and all, where the dogs, kids, people, just time in general, that ground gets kind of hard and grass doesn't grow as well, or you do get a rain and the water sits on it for a while instead of just going right down in it. Fall is really a great time to do aerating. And what aerating does is, and the best aerators pull a little plug out about the size of your thumb, but usually it is a motorized machine about the size of a push lawnmower. But as it rolls across there, these tines go down in the ground and they pull these plugs up. And so, you know, physically that opens a hole right then. And then as the ground around it wants to fill a void, it kind of fractures all that hardness between those holes. So it loosens that soil quite a bit. And the other thing that's helpful, like in lawns and all, leave those cores on there. When you mow, they'll break up and be gone. But they pulled up a lot of those little microorganisms from the soil that break down thatch and other things in our lawn. And you've now put that up on top of your, you know, your dead thatch material. So you actually get those microbes working from the top and the bottom. And so regular aerating can also naturally help reduce thatch in a lawn that's getting too thatchy. So a great process to open that up and improve that drainage. You know, other areas, you know, it might not be quite as easy to do that, but even, you know, a potato fork type through some of the landscape bed just to open and loosen that top soil will let that water soak in and do its job a lot faster and a lot better. And you don't get quite the runoff, so you get to maximize what rains we do have.
Yeah, exactly. Really good stuff there. It is the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Tony Dusing, and we have our lawn and garden expert, Jason French from Stutzman's Greenhouse. I did see on the Stutzmans.com website, of course, is the lovely Garden Club. What are some of the benefits if I go on there, click on there, and join?
You know, Garden Club is a thing we've been doing for a lot of years, and one of the biggest parts of the Garden Club is we have our monthly newsletter, which that should be probably start rolling out tomorrow, depending on where you are, as we mail them out. I think we have about 14 or 16,000 members on the Garden Club, so it takes a minute to email everybody, but Garden Club newsletter is a great thing. Tells you, one, what's going on out at Stutzman's. But more than that, we have some really good to-do lists, things to think about for that month that are timely that we need to be doing. We also have plant of the month. So, you know, depending on what month it is, we always pick something timely and, you know, talk a little bit more about it, get a little more in depth on caring for it and what to do with it. So that's always a bonus. And then other things, whenever we have different sales or things going on like that, you Garden Club members will get an email about it. I know they got one this week when we started the hibiscus sale, so they found out probably before anyone else is. So there's some perks of joining it. It's free. It's all electronic. It uses your email, but you go to Stutzmans.com, and there's a little spot right there at the top. Garden Club you can click on, and you just put your email in and you'll start getting it. If you're new to the Garden Club, we send you a $5 coupon off of a $25 purchase. So a little perk for signing up even.
That's very nice there, Jason. And I do have a quick caller that's listening and called in about weeds. Ron is on with us. Ron, we got about a minute. Go ahead and ask your question.
The question is, I've got a couple small puppy dogs and a backyard full of thicker weeds. Oh. Internet kind of leads me towards little barley. Is that common in Kansas? And how do I get rid of it for next spring?
Yeah. Little barley was a big problem this year. And what you would want to do, and I would do it fairly soon, usually do it in the fall. You'll want to use a pre-emergent. Dimension is the name of the pre-emergent, but you'll put that on, and that will keep those seeds from sprouting. They actually come up in the fall, and so your spring pre-emergents don't usually get them. But the fall is the time to prevent that little barley.
Yeah, you know, Jason, and that is something I have too, and I just I'm going to try that because I've been pulling plants and stuff. It's like, oh my goodness, and they get on my pets, you know? So anyway, all right. Well, this has been the Stutzman's Lawn and Garden Show here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We appreciate you listening. Tune in again next week at 10 a.m. on Saturday.